North Carolina is receiving its third shipment of personal protective equipment for healthcare workers from the federal government. The state, like many across the U.S., has struggled with a shortage of masks, face shields, and other supplies during the coronavirus pandemic. WFAE's Claire Donnelly reports on how this affects healthcare workers and the different approaches they now have to their jobs.
500,000 N95 masks, 500,000 procedure masks, 500,000 face shields. These are some of the things North Carolina has requested from the Strategic National Stockpile, says Emergency Management Director Mike Sprayberry. The stockpile is an emergency collection of medicine and medical supplies managed by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. So far, the state has received a fraction of the supplies it's asked for. And that needs to change, says Dennis Taylor, president of the state's Nurses Association.
It goes to the very basis of what we do is, you know, I don't want to be the person who caused anyone any harm or spread the virus to anyone. So, we are, I think all nurses are very concerned about that.
Taylor is a nurse practitioner in adult critical care and acute care surgery at Wake Forest Baptist Health in Winston-Salem. He says he's seen a lot of nurses change their routines to try to keep themselves and others healthy. For example, rather than wearing their scrubs to and from work, they now change into them at the hospital. Then when it's time to leave, they change back into their regular clothes, pack up the scrubs in a bag, and take them home to wash them right away. Taylor says at some hospitals, healthcare providers are being asked to keep the same surgical mask on all day. It's one of the U.S. Food and Drug Administration's recommended strategies to conserve supplies amid a nationwide shortage of personal protective equipment. But Taylor says that could be dangerous if dealing with a patient who turns out to have the coronavirus.
Obviously, the donning or the doffing of that personal protective equipment once it is, once it has been exposed to that, certainly increases my risk then of being exposed to the virus. If we don't take care of ourselves, who's going to be there to take care of our patients?
For Dr. Bryant Allen, the virus has temporarily split up his family. Allen teaches emergency medicine at Atrium Health's Carolinas Medical Center. He says his wife and his three young sons, ages 5, 3, and 1, have moved out of Charlotte, at least for now, because of the possibility that he could expose them to the virus.
Weighing the risk of bringing home something like that or potentially exposing friends and relatives to that, it weighs heavy.
Allen says he and other Atrium healthcare providers have started removing watches and wedding rings before seeing patients to limit places where germs could linger. Meanwhile, there are many examples of residents across the state working to close the gap on the shortage of protective equipment for medical workers. A Facebook group called Face Masks for Healthcare Providers in North Carolina has around 320 crafty members who are sewing masks from fabric and elastic. And engineering teachers and students at Charlotte Latin School have raised funds to 3D print face shields for nurses and doctors. State Emergency Management Director Mike Sprayberry says his agency is waiting on millions of dollars in supplies from private companies. In the meantime, nurse practitioner Dennis Taylor says he and others are being as careful as they can. For WFAE News, I'm Claire Donnelly.